This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
It certainly is. Once again, a huge hello, everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday evening. The weather's turned, hasn't it? It's got a bit nicer. Not so chilly in the evenings anymore. I think summer is coming. We're well into spring right now. It's pretty lovely out there, although it has been raining in the area today, but I'm sure we can make do for it. Also, loads going on the show that goes like this tonight, as ever. Celebrity birthdays coming up. Our roving reporter, Scott Fish, with another hard-hitting On the Ground report. Prediction Master gloating after another success last week. He'll be back in the second hour. Lots of ridiculous holidays to tell you about, and an intense debate raging on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want a sneak preview before I mention it on these airwaves. There's a couple of excellent ridiculous holidays I'm looking forward to sharing with you in due course. So no need to go anywhere. 98.0 as ever, as I'm sure you know, if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else in the world. Listen on any device or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And it will go ahead and do that. If you want the video feed into the studio, you've got to get to mixcloud.com. And if you have an account, once you see me, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. So, yeah, no reason to go anywhere. Loads of great music coming, a lot of which, as ever, has been selected by you fabulous Legend listeners on social media in the run-up to the show. And you've done a great job. Now, one of the holidays today is celebrating everything it means to be American. I'll explain more after our opening track to get us going musically. It's Miley Cyrus.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, XX. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drum my favorite tune. And the Britney. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my
Phoenix FM.
Miley Cyrus and Party in the USA. Of course, Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana. When that was released, that tells you it was quite a few years back now. But one of the holidays we're celebrating today is Stars and Stripes Forever Day. Yes, very exciting. I think many Americans all over the world will be happy and proud to be American today because it is Stars and Stripes Forever Day. So, yes, hence opening the show with that. But we're hastily moving on. There are so many themes during today's show worth looking at. Ridiculous holidays that occur. So it is Stars and Stripes Forever Day, but of course, everybody knows the 14th of May is also Dance Like a Chicken Day. What? Yeah, Dance Like a Chicken Day. No other dance style is acceptable. Funky chicken or nothing. So Dance Like a Chicken Day. And of course, despite all the excitement of that, it is as well on the 14th of May, National Brioche Day. Yep, don't enjoy other types of bread. Oh no, your whole meal out the window. Sourdough, forget it. It's National Brioche Day today. I do like a brioche. It's got a sweetness to it, hasn't it? Anyway, enjoy them on the correct day, 14th of May. And if you're thinking, all right, you get ridiculous holidays on the day, but there's ones that go on all week, aren't there? Oh, yes, there are. All this week, from yesterday through till Sunday, we can celebrate National Hamburger Week. How exciting. It's also Food Allergy Awareness Week. There are more allergies than just nuts. That's all I'm going to say. And our roving reporter, Scott Fish, will be telling us about some of them in around about 20 minutes' time, which is very, very exciting. It is Food Allergy Awareness Week. And if you want holidays that last for 30 days, then you've come to the right place, because all throughout May, don't forget, it is Posture Month. Shoulders back, stand up straight. Only in May, though, it's Posture Month. Actually, it's not have a good posture, it's just Posture Month. You can have curved shoulders and be happy about it. You can have a hunch. Anyway, no, I'm sure we should be advocating a good posture. There are clothes you can get now, aren't there, that sort of force you to stand up straight and walk straight and sit straight. Sort of, I'm guessing they're tight, elasticated vest type things, similar to what footballers wear that track their statistics and health statistics and stuff like that. I think there's things like that you can get that you wear on your upper top half. And it forces your shoulders back and forces you to stand up straighter. But yes, anyway, it's Posture Month all month. So in May, you can slouch again, but not until in June, I mean, you can slouch again. But in May, oh no, good posture only, of course. And as well as that, and the rest of the musical themes throughout the show are inspired by the fact of all the ridiculous holidays. All throughout May, it is as well Deck Safety Month. The amount of times people go up on deck on a ship or a small boat and just throw caution to the wind, it's ridiculous. We need people to be aware and people to stay safe on deck. Underneath, do what the heck you like in your cabin. But Deck Safety Month is throughout May as well. There we go, Deck Safety Month. Don't know about Ant Safety Month, but Deck Safety Month is this month. So, therefore, musically on social media, I put out the request inspired by that, because there aren't that many songs other than Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly and Ant and Deck's back catalogue that are inspired by the word deck. So I've elongated it and allowed people to be inspired by water, by liquid, by the sea, by beaches, by journeys on water, and therefore that is the musical theme of the show, all leading back to Deck Safety Month. But to that end, thanks to Horace Hopman, here's a bit of classic Atomic Kitten.
Never give up. The tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Atomic Kitten with The Tide Is High, of course, covering the Blondie track from many years before. So, yes, loads of water and beach and boat-related music coming up in the next couple of hours up until midnight tonight. So much to look forward to. Celebrity birthdays, Scott Fish, Prediction Master, intense debates raging on Twitter, news of ridiculous holidays throughout the show, of course. And yes, so much is going on. Are you, like me, a football fan? Do you, like me, care about who wins the Premier League each season? I was hoping up until probably 2 weeks ago it could be Liverpool. Then that sad reality became evident that it wasn't going to happen on Jurgen Klopp's final season. But anyway, I've mourned that, I've got past that, and therefore, just for the sake of the Premier League, I wanted Arsenal to win ahead of Manchester City. And if you don't know the result tonight between Tottenham and Manchester City, then listen away now. It doesn't really work on the radio, does it? Turn your radios down for 23 seconds. Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed that Manchester City victorious against Tottenham, and it sounds like it could so easily have been different. Just less than a minute before City were awarded their penalty that took it to 2-0, Heung-min Son even had a one-on-one chance against City's reserve goalkeeper Stefan Ortega because Ederson went off injured. A one-on-one running through from almost his own half, and the goalkeeper saved it. Had that gone in, you've got to think, well, who knows what would have happened in the minute or so after that, and then 5 or 6 minutes of time added on. But would it have ended up 1-1? Would it have ended up a draw? We'll never know. I'm a little bit disappointed. I just find the league gets a bit boring if the same team win it every year. It's going to be 4 years in a row Manchester City have won. Who's going to stop them? I'll tell you who's going to stop them. Financial fair play rules. That's who's going to stop them. there's going to be major punishments coming at some point, probably not next season, probably the one after. They could do five in a row and they'll have them all taken away. Anyway, right, just felt I had to get that off my chest, get that out there. Yes, well done to the team that played tonight, the people that played tonight from Manchester City, obviously. And of course, it's still not over because, you know, there's one game left each for Manchester City and Arsenal. Arsenal at home to Everton, Man City at home to West Ham. So, yeah, you'd have to say you'd expect both teams to win. But will Prediction Master have anything to say about that later in the show? Prediction Master has been doing very well lately. It is well worth listening to what he has to say. All will be revealed after 11 o'clock on the show that goes like this. Let's have some more music. Let's have something suggested by Georgina Fisher on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much. Here is TLC. That was TLC and Waterfalls. Love that track. Always think it is fabulous to listen to. How is it already 23 minutes past 10? All I've done is rant about Man City and play two tracks. And we've done the ridiculous holidays, of course. But, you know, it's flown by already. And get ready for more things to fly by in a few minutes' time, because Scott Fish, our roving reporter, who has been well and truly roving this week, will be roving again very soon, telling us about stuff that's linked to one of the ridiculous holidays, Food Allergy Awareness Week. I'm sure Scott, as ever, has got a hard-hitting report to bring us. And we'll be speaking to him live, excitingly, at around about 10:30. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here, 98.0, phoenixfm.com, and on smart speaker. Well, yes, lots going on. Lots of tracks to look forward to. Should we get another one on fairly quickly? I think, no, we won't. Oh, dear, what's trending at the moment? There's a lot of football stuff trending on the Twitterverse right now. I refuse to call it anything else. Ortega is trending, in case you don't know. He's Man City's reserve goalie's... that's the name of Man City's reserve goalie, hence he's trending. Tot MCI is trending. Tottenham versus Man City. Edison is trending. He went off the pitch and was very frustrated at being injured in a challenge with Christian Romero, I believe, of Tottenham. So, yeah. Tottenham fans will be happy tonight. How strange to be happy at your team losing. But according to polls that were done online, many of them wanted their team to lose so that Arsenal did not win the title. They could still win the title another way. You know, if Man City got a ridiculous draw against West Ham and Arsenal were to beat Everton, then Arsenal would be champions. But if Manchester City get any kind of a win, it's their title once again. Yes, this has been talking about the Premier League very early on in this show. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm very pleased that I'm excited by the Premier League. But, yeah, it's a shame Liverpool finished third. I'm excited about next season's Champions League. Although, when you realise all the furore there was about that European Super League a couple of years back that ended up getting cancelled due to protests and clear hatred about it from many football fans all over the globe... It is going down that road, isn't it, with the Champions League? Oh, it's a Swiss format now. It's fine. Instead of however many, eight groups of four, they've got a giant league of 36 and you only play against eight opponents. And then the top eight automatically go through and then 9 to 24 in the league have a playoff against each other. And then those... will form the rest of the teams in the knockout stages. So 25 to 32 and you're just out. It's a big league, Champions League at least. Well, it's called the Champions League. Having groups like a round robin cup is not really a league, is it? So I understand that, but it's becoming a European Super League. I think the big problem with the European Super League was lack of sporting merit, which was being proposed to be involved. A sort of American football style, no promotions or relegations, it's just the same teams every year, and that would not be attractive. No, there has to be sporting merit involved in any competition, surely. So, yes. Right, I am going to get another track on after this next track. We'll be roving once again with Scott Fish. You, like me, should be excited. I'm sure you all know this one. Thanks to Alan and Miles, we're now going to hear classic Celine's Heart Going On. You open the door and you hear it.
one time and last for a lifetime and never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you one true time. I hold you in my life, will always go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
Phoenix FM.
That was Celine, most definitely with her heart going on. But now many people tuning in the airwaves getting jammed with excitement for one and only Mr. Scott Fish. So let's get over to him right now. But of course, he won't come on the air without his jingle.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go?
Phoenix 98 FM.
So as ever, a huge hello to the one and only Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben. If you hadn't played the jingle, I wouldn't have spoken.
No, it's a weird part of your contract, but we're all embracing it. So good for you for sticking to your guns, Scott.
It was the only thing I negotiated in my contract with Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it without a jingle. And I have to say, it's a brilliant jingle.
Yeah, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Well, let's get away from you enjoying your jingle and let's get straight to the nitty-gritty of what it means to have a food allergy. Of course, all week it is Food Allergy Awareness Week. So make us aware, Scott. What can you tell us?
Oh, heck, Ben, I have been surrounded by allergies today. I have been on location in the centre of London at the London Clinic of Nutrition.
Wow.
To be honest, when I heard about the London Clinic of Nutrition, I thought, that sounds made up. And but I got there, and it's a real building. There is a sign on the wall, and inside there are people with white coats. So it must be true.
Right, it's true. Where, just out of interest, whereabouts is it in London, Scott?
Just west of Baker Street.
Right, okay. Good for you for getting there. I'd never heard of that, but, you know, like you before.
Between Baker Street and Paddington, that area.
Yeah, yeah. Well done for not disclosing a specific address, because I'm sure they don't want it given out.
I've I've given you the name of it. You could Google it if you really wanted to.
No, I don't want to. I'm saying you've done well by withholding the actual, you know, patient confidentiality is what people expect.
Well, actually, weirdly enough, even though I thought it was fake, I spent the day there and have now become completely fully qualified in nutrition.
Really?
They gave me my own white coat, which only cost me $49.95. So I thought that was been good.
Obviously,
so
that came
get that back on my expenses. You know?
I was just going to say, I don't know if that can actually be claimed on expenses if they gave you a white coat and then told you it was £50.
Yeah. White coats aren't free, Ben.
No.
You have to do a qualification, and qualifications cost money. So.
Right, well, it sort of makes sense. I can sort of accept it. I am balking at the £50, although when you think of some of the airfares you've cost us over the recent weeks and months, £50's almost nothing.
It's a drop in the ocean of allergies, it really
is. Yeah, there was that debacle with the 400 buses we won't go into again, but, you know,
they all got scrapped because we'd made them a danger to transport.
Yeah, we don't need to mention that on the airwaves. Anyway, Scott...
Your dad's still getting it all off that bus. It's ridiculous.
He has finished doing it now.
Has he?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's get back to food allergies. Firstly, I'm aware of common things people can be allergic to, such as dairy, peanuts, wheat, obviously. But, I mean, there are some foodstuffs.
There are some of the big ones, the common ones.
Yeah.
And according to clinicians at the College of Nutrition, they make up about 98% of all food allergies. There's eight or nine of them that make up about 98%. But today, Ben, I've been looking into some of the rarer allergies.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh.
Yes.
You made that noise, and it was the right noise to make.
Many of the listeners will be making that noise now. You know, some of them sometimes make a sort of hurling noise when you're on the airwaves, but that's I'm reliably informed that's not the case tonight. It's definitely an ooh, you know. So.
Some of them make a purring noise, but I think that's just your cat.
Very possibly.
The first one I want to discuss that I was surprised by, because I like a good bit of red meat and you like a good bit of red meat.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben. It's red meat!
People can be allergic?
Allergic to red meat. So things like beef, pork, and lamb.
Now let's...
It's rare, it's difficult to identify, but it happens.
Let's just make this distinction. It's not a case of, you know, vegetarians and vegans aren't allergic to red meat. They've made a choice to stop having it because of their beliefs, which is fine. But people can actually be allergic.
They may still be allergic to it, or may not, but we'd never know because they don't eat red meat.
No, absolutely, yeah. All I'm saying is you don't want people to think that every vegetarian and vegan is allergic to red meat. But I didn't even know people could be.
Let's not get into vegans, Ben.
No, we certainly shouldn't. But yeah, I had no idea people could be allergic to red meat. You know, have a bit of bacon, have a bit of beef. All know I'm feeling a bit poorly.
Well, it's not the same as, I don't know if you've been listening to the news from our cousins across the pond, as we like to call the Americans.
Yeah.
But apparently one of the presidential candidates, not Trump or Biden, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
He said he'd eaten pork and that had given him a parasitic brain worm that had eaten some of his brain. That's not an allergy. That's just a undercooked bit of pork.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate incident, I think, isn't it? Yeah, so...
Yeah. It turns out that the allergen in red meat is a sugar called alpha-gal, which I quite like as a new idea for a Marvel superhero. Alpha-gal, help us!
That it could work. I can see a standalone series that gets a bit unnecessary.
Yeah, it wouldn't make
episode.
A movie, but you'd probably get a Disney Plus TV series. This is one that I know will be very close to your heart, Ben.
Tell us more.
It's an allergy to avocados. Now, what's interesting about an allergy to avocados is it usually occurs in people who have an allergy to latex. connection, Ben. Yeah. I know you are particularly fond of latex.
I was just going to say, why did you think that one was close to my heart? And now you've revealed all. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks for that.
So be very careful with your avocado, because apparently the protein in avocado, it's quite similar to those in natural rubber latex, which is used in a variety of products.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm aware, I don't have an allergy to latex. I'm, you know, comfortable around it, so presumably I'll be all right with avocados.
Have you, Ben, I'm going to ask you this now, ever had a severe reaction to poison ivy? Not the Batman character, the plant.
I can't really remember ever being exposed to poison ivy, whether wearing latex or otherwise. So therefore,
if you were wearing latex, it would protect you from the poison ivy, but it wouldn't protect you from the avocados.
Yes, I've really got no idea. I'm guessing my answer would have to be no.
Well, if you did, don't touch mango skin. Again,
yeah.
There's a chemical found in poison ivy that's also found in mango skin, Ben.
Wow.
It happens, it's real. Don't rub it on your face.
No, right. Well, some useful tips for our listeners there, you know.
Perhaps we're coming to an end on the rare ones. My two favourites, Ben. Yes, I have favourite food allergies. this one. And I have to admit, Ben, when I went to this, what I thought was a fake clinic, I thought this was a fake allergy.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a real allergy. It's an allergy to water.
Don't be ridiculous. We need water to survive.
Allergy. Well, I thought an allergy to water just meant drowning, but it doesn't. It actually means you get itchy and have hives. Not beehives, just
but how,
on your skin.
How would a person with an allergy to water get around that? Because we need water to survive. We're surrounded by all kinds of water in our everyday lives.
Well, they wouldn't do it by drinking beer, because my favourite food allergy is an allergy to beer.
Oh, dear. That's a shame, isn't it? Yeah.
It's rare, but it happens. So there's actually been a man, and this is serious, don't laugh, don't they? There's an anaphylactic reaction to a beer variety. So you can drink beer, and then you can get ill. So, in fact, I had 14 pints the other day, and I did have quite an allergic reaction the next morning. So,
I think there's vomiting as a result of sort of a hangover and drunkenness that's surely unrelated to having an allergy to beer, isn't there?
It's a medical condition, Ben. It's a medical condition.
Right, okay. Well, before we get to the end of this and to delve a bit further into the nitty-gritty of it, I mean, you've done well to research some of the rarer foods that people can be allergic to. A friend of mine I know had something that I'd never heard of until he did it, and he put himself on what's called a FODMAP diet.
Right, what's that?
Well, I'd never heard of it before, and I wondered if...
Are you sure it's not FODMAP?
Well, that's what I thought, and that was one of the first things I said to him, and he was sick of answering that question, because people often said to him, are you sure it isn't FODMAP? And he was like, no, it was FODMAP. But it was...
He sounds like an idiot.
It involved leaving out certain foods from your diet to try and ascertain if you were having a reaction to something in particular, I think. I can't quite remember the full details, but I wondered if during your time at the clinic you'd heard of that, but it sounds like you didn't hear of it.
Everyone at the clinic, because I'm still there now, they're all shaking their heads saying that's completely made up nonsense, and anyone who follows it should get a load of water thrown at them to see whether they've got a water allergy.
Wow. Okay, I guess that would be the ultimate punishment for someone with a water allergy, to stand in front of a water cannon or something, wouldn't it? That would be horrendous.
Yeah.
Okay, but obviously you've been at a clinic, so presumably other than finding out things people can be allergic to, you've got to speak to some people suffering with allergies. What have you found after speaking?
I found that a lot of them, because they're suffering from sort of swelling and itchy mouths or dry throats.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to talk to the people who are suffering from them.
Yeah.
You can, in severe cases, obviously in the worst cases it can be anaphylaxis. You can have vomiting, diarrhea, difficulty breathing, loss of consciousness. All of those make interviewing quite difficult. But I did it, but mostly I just, the answers I got were sort of incoherent rambling.
Was there no one sort of in the clinic, to, having had a diagnosis, to find out they're allergic to something, who wasn't there having the extreme reaction in the clinic? I mean, you weren't able to talk
to
anyone.
There were 170 patients, and they were all having extreme reactions.
Wow.
And only two doctors, but I got the white jacket, so I did help out in the end. So I think they appreciated me kind of taking charge and getting rid of all the avocados and mango skin.
well done for that. I'm guessing there have been a few patients there today who suffer from celiac disease, which is one of those things, when you see the word written down, it's very different to how you imagine saying it and spelling it.
Making up these things like FODMAP and celiac, I think you just have to stick with allergy to beer.
No,
that's probably the better one.
I haven't made up celiac disease. It's a condition, according to the NHS website, where your immune system attacks your own tissues whenever you eat gluten. So it damages your gut and small intestines.
You've completely lost me then. I've been roving into allergies for a week and I've never heard of these words you're saying. Sounds like nonsense, to be honest.
Right, okay. Just before we let you go then, Scott, what are you going to do with the white coat now you've got it when you leave that clinic?
I thought I might nip to the local restaurant wearing it and maybe have an avocado salad and a glass of beer.
Right. But you've been exposed to people with allergies. You haven't revealed that you've got any allergies yourself. You're going to be fine, aren't you? You've not.
Just to children. Just children. Yeah, allergic to all children. Yeah.
We should point out to our listeners, you can't catch an allergy for someone. It's just something you're going to be born with, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure that if children come near you, you can catch some terrible things.
Well,
they are disgusting. They are really...
Yeah, all right.
Really disgusting.
Thank you, Scott. I feel duty-bound to say, please research thoroughly into the world of allergies. I mean, our roving reporter, Scott Fish, has lived it for a week. But, you know, there's always more.
And maybe you two could get a white coat. Yeah.
Well... Thank you, as ever, for everything you've done, Scott. I like to give you the chance to introduce a song whenever possible, and it is possible this evening. And
well, that's good on a radio show.
It is, definitely. The next track that's going to be played is by the Lighthouse Family and is the fabulous Ocean Drive, as all of tonight's tracks are inspired by it being Deck Safety Month, as well as Food Allergy Awareness Week. All throughout May, it's Deck Safety Month. So, obviously, anywhere near Ocean Drive, you've got to be safe. But, thanks, Scott. Good luck with your white coat. I guess if it doesn't work out, you could rip it apart and use it as a big sail and go sailing.
Not if you've got a water allergy.
Excellent point. Take some beers with you.
Right, shall I introduce the song?
Please, it's Lighthouse Family and Ocean Drive. Scott Fish, you can do your stuff.
Ladies, gentlemen, not children, please welcome the song by the Lighthouse Family, It's Ocean Drive.
Where did he go? Nobody knows, he's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
but you know it ain't so serious anyway. When the clouds arrive, we'll live on Ocean Drive. No, why so blue? The sun's gonna shine on everything. So blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Left you black and blue without a word of explanation. And he took your love for granted, and he left you high and dry. Someday, well, you wonder what you see in him anyway. When that day arrives, we'll live on Ocean Drive. No, why so blue? The sun's gonna shine on everything. Sun's gonna shine on everything. Gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Don't know why it's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so sun's gonna shine on everything.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
I think it's more than that now. Didn't he 4 years ago sign a $170 million contract with the New York Nets? Anyway, moving on. That was our roving reporter before Ocean Drive. Ocean Drive and Lighthouse Family, suggested by Nick Field of Phoenix FM fame. You can catch his show Curveballs every week on this station. But yeah, Scott Fish, thanks for that hard-hitting report on food allergies. And I would feel very sad for anyone who had an allergy to beer or water or avocados or mango skin. I've had a couple of messages already saying his report didn't delve very deeply into the world of food allergies, but, you know, at least he's got a new white coat out of it. So anyway, well done, Scott Fish. As ever, he'll be back again next week. I know what you're thinking. There's been a complete dearth of celebrity birthdays so far on this show. Well, let's put that right now. Who's celebrating today on the 14th of May? Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is 40 today. Star Wars creator George Lucas is 80 today. Actress Kate Blanchett is 55. Director Sofia Coppola is 53. Actor Tim Roth is 63 today. Back to the Future director Robert Zemeckis is 72 today. Taskmaster Greg Davis is 56 today. Singer Olly Murs is 40 today. And had he survived, Bobby Darin would have been 88 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Oh, I left someone out as well. Natalie Appleton of All Saints is 51 today. We will be hearing from All Saints musically a little bit later on in the show. It's coming up to 11 o'clock on the 14th of May. Hopefully it's been a wonderful day for you. Someone it has been a good day for is my auntie, Julia Simmons, who has been confirmed. I've heard it this evening. I've had the news. She has been confirmed as the Mayor of Louth for a second year. Fantastic stuff. She had a celebration over the weekend to commemorate her first year in office, and votes have happened in the local council, and she has been voted again as the Mayor of Louth. So huge congratulations to my Auntie Julia and my Uncle Alan as well, who will continue in his role as the Mayor's consort. Fantastic. Congratulations. Very well deserved. What a proud moment for all of us. Fantastic. Right, okay, well, let's get more music on the airwaves. And right now, with Rivers of Babylon, here's Boney M. There's a C intro.
Remember time.
This with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, you know. Yes, it's me, Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this with you up until midnight when it becomes Wednesday. But it's still Tuesday right now, the 14th of May. So many ridiculous holidays to enjoy. It is Stars and Stripes Forever Day. That's not particularly ridiculous unless you're happening to look at Donald Trump's criminal trial. Anyway, that's ridiculous. It is also Dance Like a Chicken Day. It's National Brioche Day. All week, it's Food Allergy Awareness Week. It's also National Hamburger Week. And all month, all throughout May, it's Deck Safety Month and Posture Month. Now, I mentioned National Hamburger Week. I'm going to play another track in a minute, after which I will start sharing with you some unbelievable facts about burgers. Namely, to begin with, the most expensive burgers in the world. You'll be amazed. That's all I'm going to say. So, yes, we'll hear about some crazy burger facts. Prediction Master will be making an appearance in the second hour of the show. The intense debate information will be shared as well. And if you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, get to the profile, single click or tap to cast your vote. But I'll be talking about it in the second hour pretty soon. So before that, though, let's hear from Crystal Waters. Thanks to Paul Dunn for suggesting this. Hazel Waite wanted to hear Boney M's Rivers of Babylon, but now it's over to Paul Dunn's suggestion. Here's Gypsy Woman.
Please.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Crystal Waters with Gypsy Woman. Thanks to Paul Dunn for suggesting that one. Now, I did say I would talk to you about some ridiculously expensive burgers, which I will do very soon. But before that, I need to let you know about the intense debate on the Twitterverse, just to give more people a chance to vote. Yes, because voting will close in about 46 minutes' time, so not all that long for you to get your votes counted. So therefore, with it being National Hamburger Week and Food Allergy Awareness Week, and Scott Fish has revealed the shock revelation on tonight's show, people can be allergic to red meat. I am asking, which would you prefer, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, or a plant burger? Those are your three options. Which would you prefer? It's as simple as that. That is the choice. If that is the choice given to you, which do you pick? Hamburger, cheeseburger, plant burger. All I'm going to say is I've had plant burgers that taste very much like hamburgers these days. They've done a good job. But yes, hamburger, cheeseburger, plant burger. At Ben Sim Radio is the profile on Twitter. Get yourself to that. It will be at the top of the profile. Single click or tap will cast your vote. And why not give it a repost, a retweet, share it so more people can see that poll and more people can get involved before voting will close in just over 45 minutes' time. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. That is as long as you've got left to cast your votes. Hamburger, cheeseburger or plant burger. All will be revealed when voting closes 10 minutes before the end of the show. Excitement building as ever. Well, I do need to tell you about the most expensive burgers available in the world. It is National Hamburger Week. The fifth most expensive burger in the world is the Wagyu burger, sold by a restaurant in Las Vegas. Now, bear in mind, you go out in an expensive restaurant in London and you could pay £20-30 for a burger maybe, and you might think, okay, I'm in an expensive restaurant, you know, even some branches of Five Guys, you're looking at well over £10 for a burger. But yes, the Wagyu burger in Las Vegas costs $295. Okay, wowzers. And that's not a kind of giant burger that's a challenge to consume or anything like that. It's a regular sized burger. It is, well, it features Wagyu beef patty topped with foie gras, truffle mayo and Gruyere cheese, all nestled within a brioche bun, which is appropriate on National Brioche Day. Yes, but it's $295. It's a little bit ridiculous as far as I'm concerned, but only a little bit ridiculous. Before the next track, I'll also tell you about a burger that's sold in Michigan. I think most of these are going to be in America, aren't they? No, there is one in London. Mally's Sports Bar and Grill in Troy, Michigan sells the Absurdity for $500. Now, looking at it, it's a giant burger that basically fills up an entire tray that would probably fit 20 regular burgers on. So, yes, the Absurdity is more about scale. It weighs 338 pounds, and if you were to consume the whole thing, which wouldn't be possible for one human, it's 540,000 calories, enough to feed 80 people. Wowzers. Okay, that's the Absurdity in Michigan. We've had the Wagyu burger for $295. We've almost doubled it. The Absurdity is £500. There's much more expensive ones than that coming up when I reveal the top three. But before that, one of this band celebrating their birthday today. Here are All Saints with Pure Shores. It was Natalie Appleton, by the way. Not Nicole. Not Shazna or Melanie. Happy birthday, Natalie Appleton.
I've crossed deserts for miles, swam water for time, searching places to find a piece of something to call mine. Where I wanna be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was All Saints and Pure Shores, of course. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, currently in the throes of telling you about the five most expensive burgers in the world. Last one was number four, The Absurdity in Michigan, $500. I think all the prices are in dollars because this website is American. But at number three, the Douche Burger from a pop-up restaurant in London called Douchebag Douchebags. Okay. The price of the Douche Burger, $1,770. The patty itself blends Wagyu beef and lobster adorned with foie gras, truffles and Iberico ham. But the real extravagance apparently is in the bun, which is dusted with 24-carat gold flakes and studded with diamonds. Wow, I guess you don't eat the diamonds. You pick them out of the bun, do you? What the heck is that about? But the Douche Burger, bear in mind this is number three, $1,770 for a burger. At number two, a restaurant called Honky Tonk in Tokyo is selling the Kobe Beef Burger for $2,300 for one regular-sized burger. There's a picture of it. You don't think when you look at it, $2,300 for that. Why? It's a hefty patty made exclusively from Kobe beef, renowned for its marbling and melt-in-your-mouth texture. Then dressed with foie gras, that seems to be a theme in expensive ones, doesn't it? Black truffles and a special sauce. Served on a brioche bun and accompanied with a glass of Dom Perignon champagne. Well, that sort of allows a little bit for the extravagance. But is that really worth that money? No, quite simply. That's not number one, though. Number one is the Fleur Burger 5000. in a restaurant called Fleur by Hubert Keller in Las Vegas. I'll tell you about it before I tell you the price. Remember, number two cost £2,300. The Fleur burger is the most expensive burger globally. Created by celebrity chef Hubert Keller, featuring a Wagyu beef patty layered with foie gras, there we go, and black truffles, all nestled within a brioche bun. Why is it always Wagyu beef, foie gras, truffles and a brioche bun? I'm sure I could do that for about 20 quid. Maybe I've got no idea of the price of Wagyu beef. But anyway. also dotted with black truffle powder. The real showstopper, though, is a topper of foie gras torchon wrapped in 24 karat gold flakes. It's also served with a bottle of Chateau Margaux 1995, which must be a very exclusive vintage, because the Fleur Burger 5000 will set you back $5,000. It's not a huge burger, it's a regular size. $5,000 for the Fleur Burger. Wowzers. What famous burgers are there? Gerhard Berger, the Formula One driver. Patrick Berger, used to play for Liverpool on the left wing, midfield. I'm out now. Right, let's get more music on while we all come to terms with the idea that there will be people who can afford to pay £5,000 for the Fleur Burger in Las Vegas. Maybe they just had a big win on the slots. Good luck to them. Right, in the meantime, don't rock the boat.
Our voyage's love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo. Storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Hughes Corporation with Rock the Boat. played for Lois Warren. Thank you for that. And All Saints and Pure Shores before was for Peter Byrne. Good to have your suggestions. Thank you very much for that on social media in the run-up to the show. Very good of everybody, all you lovely Legend listeners who have got involved. Somehow it's 20 past 11. I can't believe it, but there we go. So much has happened on tonight's show, and so much still to happen. Yes, we've got to hear from Prediction Master, who's very pleased with himself after his performance in recent weeks. We've got to have the result of the intense debate and hear loads more of your fantastic tracks as well. So, yes, if you haven't heard yet, there is a debate raging on the Twitterverse. Which would you prefer? It is National Hamburger Week all week this week. So which would you prefer? A hamburger, a cheeseburger, or a plant burger? You've got about 30 minutes left to vote. And also, please give it a repost or a retweet while you're on Twitter. More people will see it. More people will get involved. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. As the clock literally ticks past 20 past 11. Thanks to Lauren Griffiths, we're now going to have classic Simon and Garfunkel. Go on, sing along to it. It's got a lovely melody. Can you create some lovely harmonies like these guys do?
Shine all your dreams along that way.
Phoenix FM.
That, of course, was Simon and Garfunkel with Bridge Over Troubled Water. There we go. So you've got 25 minutes left to vote now on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which would you prefer, hamburger, cheeseburger or plant burger? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can cast your vote, BenSimRadio, at Ben Sim Radio. And I can't help but see, after the football results tonight, that one of the major things trending on Twitter right now is #115charges. #115charges. Now, I'm not bitter. I don't deny that Manchester City have a fabulous football team. I don't deny that they have a fabulous manager. I don't deny that getting them to play together and be successful is brilliant. What I don't like, yes, every team can make money from financial deals, from selling players. Some teams have much more resources than others, but if financially you are proven to have cheated, and I have to stress Manchester City have not been proven to have done this yet, none of those charges have been proven. They are just that, charges at the moment. But if they are proven, there has to be some kind of recompense, doesn't there? There has to be some kind of punishment, because it's all about inflating your, well, other companies. I can't really go into it on the radio now in enough detail, but you can do research online and find out exactly what they're charged with. But in a nutshell, it's 54 counts of failure to provide accurate financial information between 2009 and 2018. 14 accounts of failure to provide accurate details for player and manager payments. 5 accounts of failure to comply with UEFA's rules, including financial fair play. 7 accounts of breaching the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules from 2015 to 2018. 35 accounts of failure to cooperate with Premier League investigations from December 2018 to February 2023. There's 115 breaches of Premier League regulations in total that they are charged with. If you do a bit of research online, if it is, any of it is true, unbelievable. But it's, you know, there are suspicions raised when their ground is known as the Etihad, the Manchester City Stadium, sponsored by Etihad Airways, who obviously have owners, directors and people involved in that company who have very close links to the people involved in the running of Manchester City. So, you know, who's to say whether that company paid massively above the odds than they ought to have paid to name the stadium the Etihad Stadium, which then enabled Manchester City to have a lot more money to spend on the best players in the world. I'm not saying they aren't a brilliant team, but they've massively accelerated their development by doing those things financially. That's what's alleged. I'm going to leave it there. Maybe we'll devote an entire program to this at some point in the future, or maybe I'll put out a special podcast or something. But yeah, it's complicated without a doubt, and it's gone very quiet, hasn't it? Weren't they being heard in private somehow? Why is it everybody knew the date Everton were going to be told what their punishments were twice this season? Everyone knew when Nottingham Forest were going to find out what their punishment was. Everyone knew when they appealed against it how long that process would take. Why does nobody know what's going on with Manchester City? Somebody knows. Somebody knows somewhere. There must be some kind of NDA that's been signed, some kind of media gagging order or something. Anyway, I said I'd stop talking about it and haven't. Right, let's stop talking about that. Let's get more music on. There's loads more tracks still to get in before I leave you tonight. And, yeah, thanks to everybody that suggested them. So, Siobhan Roxburgh wants to hear a bit of classic ABBA. Let's do just that. Remember, all the tracks relate to Deck Safety Month. Don't go on board the deck of a ship without being safe. That's all I'm going to say. Here's Waterloo.
It's all just repeating itself.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That, of course, was ABBA and Waterloo. You've got 18 minutes left to vote on the intense debate. Which would you prefer, hamburger, cheeseburger or plant burger? Votes still coming in. It could go either way. It's very close. That's all I'm going to say. The voting is very close indeed. I'm excited to see which way it goes at the end of the programme, and you will find out at 10 to midnight here on these very airwaves. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood or Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else, of course. Also available on Smart Speaker. And the video feed into the studio is available on Mixcloud.com as well. Right, loads more music. We've still got to have the result of the intense debate, and Prediction Master will feature after Head Above Water, thanks to Denise Neville from Avril Lavigne.
I've got to keep the calm before the storm. I don't want less, I don't want more. Must bar the windows and the doors to keep me safe, to keep me warm. Yeah, my life. Sea can't reach the shore, and my voice becomes the driving force. I won't let this pull me overboard. God, keep my head above water.
Phoenix FM.
That was Avril Lavigne and Head Above Water. And right now, as promised, it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Well, it has to be said, after tonight's Premier League game between Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, it finished 2-0 to Man City. Two goals from Erling Haaland. One was a penalty scored just after Heung-min Son had just missed a really amazing chance for Tottenham to equalise. But 2-0 to City, it's looking like another Premier League title for Manchester City, and they will finish above Arsenal if they win their final game. However, Prediction Master didn't make a prediction relating to that game. He made a prediction relating to Manchester United versus Arsenal a few days ago, where Arsenal won 1-0 at Old Trafford with a goal from Leandro Trossard. Now, if you think back to last week's programme, Prediction Master predicted that Manchester United would not score in the game against Arsenal. Impressive prediction, I think, because anything could have happened in that game, you know, penalty, deflection, crazy goal from long range, who knows. But Manchester United indeed did not score. Prediction Master yet again correct. So, what kind of prediction can be made this week? Well, sometimes Prediction Master shies away from football, sometimes he's gone to other sports. He's not even having to stay to a sporting prediction, you know, if there's something in the news or politics or something that you could predict. However, before this programme next airs, the Premier League title will be decided next Sunday. As I've said before, during tonight's programme, Manchester City are at home to West Ham. Arsenal are at home to Everton. Everton in considerably better form since their safety was assured. Jordan Pickford playing particularly well in their goal, but you have to assume Arsenal are going to win that. Prediction Master is not making a prediction on that game, and he's not even going to predict who's going to win the league. I mean, you could say it's a foregone conclusion. Prediction Master has to make a prediction which is a little bit more up in the air. It's not one of your odds-on predictions. Prediction Master is saying, in the game between Manchester City and West Ham at the Etihad Stadium on Sunday, West Ham United will score in that game. That is what Prediction Master is saying. West Ham United will score against Manchester City in that game. It's nothing about how many Manchester City will get, how many West Ham will get. Who knows the various permutations? But Prediction Master says West Ham will score at the Etihad against Man City next Sunday. You heard it here first. Remember that.
Prediction Master.
You held it in your hands.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Waterboys with The Hole of the Moon, played for Eddie Bushell. Thanks for all your suggestions on social media in the run-up to tonight's programme, of which somehow we've only got 15 minutes or so left, which means you've only got about 5 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which would you prefer, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, or a plant burger? Those are your only three options. Which do you go with? Hamburger, cheeseburger, plant burger. Cast your vote at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Give it a retweet, a repost. More people will see it. You may get a few more votes squeezed in right at the death. Plenty of excitement still to come. We've got that result. We're going to sum up the entire show. We've got loads more tracks. I say loads more. Four, if I'm lucky, still to squeeze in. Probably three, actually, now. Which means we're going to hear... Well, I'm not going to reveal the last track, but right now, bearing in mind all the tracks are inspired by it being Deck Safety Month, hence water, liquid, beaches, boats, or something like that featuring in them. Therefore, courtesy of Sherelle Timmons, here is Smoke City with Underwater Love.
This must be underwater love, the way I feel it seeping all over me. This must be underwater love, the way I feel. Che ti è siamo d'acqua, devi sentir molto parecido a esse amor. This is it, underwater love. It is so deep, so beautifully liquid. Esse amor com paixão.
Quero te beijar na sua boca. Que coisa louca. Vem aqui pra cá. Eu quero te beijar na sua boca. Oh, que boca gostosa.
After the rain comes sun. After the sun comes rain again. After the rain comes sun. And after the sun comes rain again. Cai, cai. E tudo, tudo cai. E tudo cai pra lá.
Phoenix FM.
That was Smoke City and Underwater Love. Right, it's been fabulous so far tonight. We've got two tracks left. Before that, though, some facts about brioche bread, because it is National Brioche Day today on the 14th of May. You've only got 10 minutes left to properly enjoy brioche, or it'll be the wrong day. If you didn't know, it's a type of bread, but soft, lightly sweet and rich, and it works in sweet and savoury dishes alike. The reason it's so light and tastes rich is because it's made with an enriched dough, which gives it that soft texture and amazing taste. It has a high egg and butter content. I love this fact, though. It comes from Normandy, a region of northern France famous for the quality of its butter. In very authentic brioche recipes, 400 grams of butter per kilo of flour is required. And the name brioche comes from the old French word brier, which means to crush the dough. Love that. Never knew that until tonight. See, you learn stuff on the show that goes like this. Brioche comes from the old French word brier, which means to crush the dough. Crushed dough bread. Brioche. 14th of May. Enjoy. Right, results of the poll, sum up of the show, final song to play us out, but penultimately, we're going to hear from Hallery Styles with Watermelon Sugar.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high. Strawberries on a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling, getting washed away in you. Sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
Phoenix FM.
Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, penultimate track of the show that goes like this tonight on the 14th of May. The intense debate is over for another week. The results are in. Which would you prefer, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, or a plant burger? The reason we asked that on tonight's episode is because it is National Hamburger Week, all week this week. Final votes have gone like this. Hamburger in third place with 31% of the vote. Plant burger in second place with 32% of the vote. The winner, cheeseburger with 37% of the vote. I said it was close. Hamburger third, plant burger second, cheeseburger the winner. Plant burgers are decent now, I tell you. I've had some very nice ones. Put a bit of cheese on top of it. You got a cheese plant burger. What the heck do you do then? But anyway, cheeseburgers. I've always loved a cheeseburger. You can't go wrong. It has to be the right consistency of melted cheese. But anyway, that is that. The winner, the victor, the intense debate winner for tonight is the cheeseburger. Congratulations to all cheeseburger lovers and chefs around the world. Right, we've got to sum up the entire show very, very quickly and play you out with a fabulous track. Thanks to everybody who's been in touch on social media once again and suggested tracks for tonight's show. The likes of Horace Hotman, Georgina Fisher, Ellie Miles, Nick Field, Hazel Waite, Paul Dunn, Peter Burnlows, Warren Lauren Griffith, Siobhan Roxburgh, Denise Neville, Eddie Bushell, Cheryl Timmins. Fabulous of all of you. We've learnt that it's been Ollie Murr's birthday today. It's been Natalie Appleton's birthday today. It's been Mark Zuckerberg's birthday today. Scott Fish took us on a trip around food allergies. Who knew you could be allergic to beer, avocados and red meat? Prediction Master is saying Manchester City will concede a goal against West Ham in their final game of the season. Is the title all but done after tonight's results? Who knows? That's not what the prediction is. Anyway, we've found out some crazy expensive burgers, mainly for sale in Vegas. And we've found out that people prefer cheeseburgers to hamburgers and plant burgers. There we go. It's been another great one. It's been a pleasure to be here. I'll be back again the same time next week. What are we going to play out with tonight? Well, all the tracks, remember, have been relating to Deck Safety Month. Nothing to do with Ant. All to do with being on the sea and being aware of being safe on that. So to play us out, what could be more apt and perfect than Rod Stewart? See you soon.
Sailing, I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am sky.